If you're looking for a new job in 2016 and you like weightlessness, NASA is hiring. Through February, the space agency is taking applications for astronaut candidates for the first time since 2012, and it's hoping more women will join the ranks. Right now, only a quarter of NASA's astronauts are female. Meanwhile, the world's second largest space program, Russia's, lags far behind NASA in terms of women, but Russia may be trying to catch up, as Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
Deep space travel is kind of a Russian specialty, at least the simulated kind. The Russian Space Agency has been simulating the effects of deep space on its cosmonauts since the 1960s. But so far, only one simulation, in the year 2000, had a mixed-gender crew, and it didn't go well. A fight broke out among male crew members after one tried to steal a kiss from his female crewmate. Things went much better last fall at Moscow's Institute for Biomedical Problems. That was the site of Moon 2015, an isolation experiment to test the effects of long-distance space travel. This time, the crew was all women, the first experiment of its kind, its organizers claim. The six Russian women aboard underwent 8 days of simulated spaceflight in a mock space capsule about the size of a shipping container. The eighth day was tacked on while they were in the capsule to test their reactions to stress. And who knows, maybe the bank of cameras and microphones facing them was part of the experiment too, as they returned to Earth. One by one, the volunteer cosmonauts emerged from the capsule's hatch wearing red flight suits. The women, in fact scientists in their 20s and early 30s, saluted their superiors before being presented with flowers. Now, flowers, that's just Russian tradition. But in the run-up to the experiment, Russian media also asked how they could manage on board without men, without makeup, shampoo, and cell phones. A promo video by the Institute showing the women posing for selfies didn't really help matters. But an all-female crew actually has a big advantage when it comes to deep space travels, says Sergei Ponomarev, the scientific director of the Russian Moon 2015 experiment.
What we have seen from the project that all the women worked entirely in one team. They had no conflicts. This is a really very good crew. Of course, after some training, this crew is able to go to Moon, to ISS, to Mars, to other points, and to do their work perfectly well.
Of course, I did not hesitate and I joined this experiment because it was a really great chance for me.
Daria Komisarova, a senior researcher on the mission, said the experience inside the capsule was an overwhelmingly positive one, and it reaffirmed some old aspirations.
Since childhood, I've been dreaming about space, about spaceships, but for me it was a very distant dream. But now I think that maybe it is worth trying. And I think that in Russia we need to implement women into this space industry, to let them fly.
Traditionally, women have had an iconic place in the space program here, one in particular. In 1963, Soviet cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova launched into orbit under the call name Chaika, the seagull. She became the first woman in space. Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev seized the moment for what it was, a propaganda coup. Later, he appeared with Tereshkova on Red Square, where he chastised the U.S. for discrimination against women in the space race.
Буржуазная общественность всегда подчеркивает, что женщина – это слабый пол.
The bourgeoisie always claimed that women are the weaker sex, Khrushchev proclaimed. Look at what our Soviet woman has shown to America's male astronauts. She's shown them who is who. Tereshkova joked that with women now storming the cosmos, the world's male cosmonauts wouldn't quite be so lonely. But it was 19 years before the Soviets sent another woman into space. A planned all-female voyage in 1985 was tabled over technical and later funding issues. And in the post-Soviet era, only two more Russian women have been in orbit. The Moon 2015 experiment isn't likely to change all that in the short run, but it does come amid an effort by Russia to reestablish supremacy in the cosmos.
Сейчас необходимо поддержать сформированные заделы.
President Vladimir Putin has authorized an ambitious new space exploration plan, and the Russian Federal Space Agency, Roscosmos, is already constructing a new generation of spacecraft to make a manned mission to the moon in 2029. While the crews of that mission won't be known for some time, Moon 2015 flight commander Yelena Luchitskaya says she hopes their experiment will help the next generation of women cosmonauts secure their fair share of tickets for the ride.
Это должно быть в равной степени принадлежать как мужчинам, так и женщинам.
There should be equal spaces made for men and women, particularly on deep space missions, Luchitskaya says. I hope things will change and that our experiment gives a small push to show that women are ready to handle these situations no worse than men. In fact, good enough to go where no woman has gone before. For The World, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.
By the way, you can see the women cosmonauts over at PRI.org.